International.
Hello and welcome, Mountain Dudes and Dorito Girls.
Yeah.
I am Donna, the Dorito Girl.
I'm Ben, the Mountain Dude. What's up, Dorito Girl?
You know, just, I'm a little sleeped up today.
Dang, man. You still didn't get any sleep from last week.
Oh, I super didn't get any sleep this week. I actually left work early today to go to the acupuncture cupping doctor.
Whoa, you don't nap during that?
Kind of, but I get nervous that I'm gonna snore.
Whoa. Did you get both procedures?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, but anyway, so obviously I'm like a little zonked from that, and I had like a pretty crazy weekend, but I mean we just had this conversation. I wasn't gonna drink a beer, but then I went back out there and I was like, my body is a temple, I'm not gonna drink a beer. And then I was like, my body needs to be knocked down a few pegs.
Because, yeah, you're manipulating the cap of a beer right now as we speak.
Yeah, I'm drinking a beer. Full disclosure, I took one sip of a beer already, and I'm already feeling it.
Oh, jeez. Typical lightweight.
That's a lie. I'm not feeling anything. I'm just feeling sleepy.
I'm just numb.
Yeah. Please wake me up from this pain. Yeah, this weekend was pretty crazy. I got called. We talked about this over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I got asked to do a show this weekend, very last minute.
That's cool, though.
Yes, it was good. It was a good show. This show got plugged, actually.
Oh, nice. That's really cool.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It kind of follows the formula of ASCAT. If you're familiar with the UCB.
Yeah. All right. So this was an improv show, right?
Yeah. So I got asked to be the monologist.
Whoa.
The person that does the monologues.
Oh, whoa. Monologist.
Yeah. So I told three stories, and some people I do improv with acted on my own.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It was pretty fun.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
Yeah. Except that what I forgot before I agreed to this, because the theater is downtown, it was Pride weekend.
Yes, it was.
So that was pretty crazy.
I saw a stat
hectic.
That there were like 350,000 people or
Dude,
something.
There were a lot of people downtown.
Wow.
In the show, because I was like, I don't know if this is going to affect the show or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the theater, the New Movement, is downtown in Austin. And I was like, well, I don't know if a lot of people are going to come to this. Like, people are doing that thing.
Yeah.
And then theater was sold out.
Packed so. House, man.
Yeah, there were people that had to grab chairs and sit around. So
cool.
Yeah, it was pretty good. After that, I had to go to a going away party. I missed a stand-up show I was going to go to because it was at the same time as my show.
Mm.
So I walked back across town and then got in a car and then drove across town even more.
Jeez.
And went to a going away party that I hung out at until 2:30 or whenever the bar closed. And then some people came over to our house to play...
kept it going.
Yes. To play Jackbox Party Pack Box.
What?
You know the Jackbox games?
No.
Oh, you'll have to come over and play sometime. Well, that's what we should do for a stream for Twitch.
Oh, yeah. All right.
But it's just like... you remember, like, You Don't Know Jack?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so it's essentially that same company and the same, like, kind of premise.
Oh,
but
okay.
They took all of the games in You Don't Know Jack and they kind of split it into their own games.
Yeah.
So there's two different volumes and each of them contain a bunch of different games.
Oh, that's cool. So it's just kind of trivia kind of game.
Kind of. There's bidiots where, like, people have to draw and then you to, like, bid against each other for pieces of art, but like all the clues are kind of similar.
It's hard to tell. So it's more advanced, it seems.
Yeah, for sure. There's a Quiplash where you just, I guess depending on how you play, you just try to come up with a funny answer.
Yeah.
And there's Fibbage.
Oh, I've heard of Fibbage.
Yeah, they played it at PAX.
Yeah, that's like, I saw that, I think that was a standalone game that was released.
Yeah, you can buy all of them standalone, but it's like, I don't know, like 15 or 20 bucks or something to buy the pack, and you get like 6 games.
Nice. Oh, cool.
Yeah, well, so everyone comes over for that, or half the people that we're hanging out with come over to our house afterwards, and then we don't end up getting to bed until like 5 or 5:30.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You had church in the morning.
I did, because little did I know the fucking lawn guy was gonna come to our house and start mowing the lawn at 7 o'clock in the morning. Perfect. So I got like an hour and a half of sleep. And then we had at the Flea Furnace, we had a bunch of other shows to record. T-Dem Boys, which is available on iTunes now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so we had that show that afternoon. And then, like, the lawn guy parked right behind my car, so I couldn't even, like, leave the house to go get shit for the show. Ugh. What a bunch of jerks.
So it was a good weekend.
Yeah, the acupuncture made me feel good.
That's good.
Yeah, I got it on my shoulder.
Where did you get it? Yeah. How many needles do you get shoved in your shoulder? Just one?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't get needles in my shoulder.
Oh, you did the cupping on your shoulder?
Yeah, I get the cupping every time because my back is so jacked up.
Yeah.
And this time I got cupping on my shoulder, which I haven't done before. And my shoulder feels pretty good, but I got like wrecked. Like, it's the worst I've ever seen the bruising from.
Oh,
it.
Really?
Shit. Yeah.
Do they hurt? Like, is it tender to the touch?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, then.
No, it feels good.
That's cool. Effective.
Yeah, like the acupuncture, you get the same amount of needles on both sides of your bod, but I got, I don't know, like 10. It's not really a whole lot. They're little.
Poking you with needles, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Alternative medicine.
Yeah, it's so alt. It's all right medicine.
It's all right medicine.
It puts a cuck in act. Whoa! Cuck puncture. I don't know.
Act cuck puncture. There's a porn guy right now who's like, whoa, shit! Get on that! Some dude at Brazzers.
Sweet.
Act cuck puncture.
Yeah, well, that was my all right day. Oh, I forgot. I wanted to tell you. So while I was at the acupuncture place, I've talked about this on some other shows before, but the thing that I really enjoy about acupuncture is that for me and my life choices in the past, I feel like it taps into like some secret wells and just releases all of the drugs that I've done.
So it's like giving you a little flashback?
It's just like really psychedelic.
Whoa! And
I don't know anyone else that does it, so I don't really have like anyone that I can ask about it.
Yeah.
And also, weird. I mean, I think everyone just has like different experiences.
I guess so.
Well, today I was so exhausted that I couldn't, like, really get into it, you know what I mean? I don't know, like, I could still, like, see, like, the breathing effects, like, on the walls, and there's, like, this one, like, really trippy pattern that I like to look at in there that, like, looks like it's melting. Shit. Yeah.
What the fuck? This ancient Chinese secret, dude?
Yeah. Today they were playing, because they always have like new wave
80s new wave in there.
Yeah. They have flappy
That'd be cool.
Seagulls.
I'd go there. Fuck yeah, dude. Play some Tears for Fears.
Oh, God. yeah, they have like new age music playing. And today there was this song playing, and it reminded me of a particular video game song.
Oh.
Oddly enough. Ethan, can you? Producer Ethan in the booth, can you cue up the song?
Oh, really? They were playing this in there?
No, it wasn't this, but like this song was like really new, agey, and there's like, it sounded like there were dudes just like
chanting in there.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, the walls are starting to move, bro.
Yeah, the painting behind you is starting to...
freaking out, dude. Well, that's cool, dude. This place sounds awesome. They play music like this. You get ripped and high while they poke you with needles. And they fix your body.
I think I'm starting to deplete my resources, so I think pretty soon I'm going to need to go on a serious drug binge.
It's like a meter. You have a limit.
Yeah. The well is empty, my friends.
That meter.
I need to...
Gotta go on a binge. You know, it's for my health later on.
Just kidding, guys. Don't do drugs, yeah. You know, unless they're legal where you live.
Right, sure.
You know,
you're a person with autonomy. Go get them.
And then after I left, I was craving Taco Bell, obviously, because this is the chant of Taco Bell. <It is.
laughs> Cheesy bean and rice burrito. Dude, I got a craving, man. Get these needles out of me. I gotta go get a fucking double-decker taco.
That was an impressive deep that I just got. All right, kill the music. Fucking shut up.
You're gonna go to sleep.
It's still going.
The nice fade out. Okay, we left that room.
Wow, what a journey. Thanks for taking that with me, guys. So Mountain Dude, Ben, my Mountain Dude, what did you do this weekend?
Oh, man. Well, before the weekend, I went to the doctor.
What?
Yeah,
Chinese
right?
medicine doctor?
No, not that, dude. Like a Western doctor.
Ah, boring.
Yeah, like a regular one, because I haven't been to one in like my entire adult life, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, generally speaking, I think a lot of men need somebody else in their life to go, hey, go to the fucking doctor. So, yeah, I was pushed to kind of go to the doctor. And so I did, and I was a little nervous and stuff, but now I have all the ailments.
Are you serious?
He's like, dude, you got a little earwax buildup in your right ear. Get some drops. Oh, and by the way, your blood pressure is high. I want you to check it like once a week. Yeah. But I was a little anxious because I hadn't been to the doctor in 12 years or something. So I was lamped up. So maybe that would had something to do with it.
What did you eat before you went to
Nothing.
The doctor? Okay, yeah. That'll do it too.
So, and he checked it twice and it was much lower the second time, but it was still a little high.
Huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So don't get me riled up, all right? And what else? Oh, I have to get a vaccine as an adult?
Or tetanus?
Tetanus, yeah. And whooping cough and something else.
Don't you only have to get whooping cough like once?
That's what I thought, but like, maybe it's making a comeback because anti-vaxxing shit. I have no idea, but he was like, you should probably do that. And then I gotta go do get blood work done too. Huh. And then I gotta get another a fucking biopsy on a mole on my chest.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's not that bad.
No, it's not, but I really because at first he was all like, all right, get the eardrops, go do the blood work or whatever, that's no big deal because doesn't require me to come back to the office. He was mm-hmm. like, I'm gonna write good bill of health, I'll see you in a year. And then he was like, was there anything else? I was like, yeah, you should probably check out these moles. Like, this one's weird. And
he's brought like, oh, that's your nipples, sir. Let's put your shirt back like, on.
Can you just squeeze it a little more? And so anyway, he's looking at this mole and he's like, I gotta go get my mole expert. So he left to go get an expert and she took a close look at it and says, all right, yeah, we're gonna need to do this.
It's definitely a nipple.
Yeah, it's definitely a nipple. Yes, for sure. Sir, are you okay? You need a psychological evaluation. But so yeah, anyway, I have all the ailments now. I have high blood pressure. So it's bad. I'll give you an update next week. I might be dead. I might be in a coma, a medically induced coma.
You know what they say, though? Eat a bowl of Cheerios.
That's true.
And it will lower your cholesterol.
So that's perfect. Thank you. Preventative health.
I guess that's like...
Isn't
the
two those
go
things linked?
Hand in hand.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, heart, right? Blood?
Well, yeah. Wait. Cholesterol is fat in your veins and arteries and such.
Right?
So you get high blood pressure if your blood has to pump harder.
Dang, dude. Maybe I do need to check. Maybe that's what that blood work's going to check is my cholesterol.
I had high blood pressure when my kidneys failed.
Oh, fuck, dude.
So, you know, look out.
Well, I think they're okay. How do you know if your kidneys are failing?
It hurts.
Okay.
Bad. Have you ever had a kidney stone?
No, God.
Someone was just talking about that the other day. Oh, our friend.
It's apparently incredibly painful.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, from what I understand, it sucks worse for guys, but I've had kidney stones multiple times.
Oof.
And it did not feel good.
No, thanks, dude.
Yeah. So, you know, at least you don't have that.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, look on the bright side. At least you don't have AIDS.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I went to the doctor and that happened. I got a cat-ish. My brother offloaded a cat on me.
Okay.
And he doesn't have the best reason for doing it, in my opinion.
The cat that you used to live with.
Right, yes.
Wait, which brother? I'm sorry.
My older brother, who has two cats.
Squanchy?
It's not Squanch. Of course, he would never part with Squanch face. Oh,
dang, dude.
Maximilian
the Squanch face. No,
it was Tinky, the black sheep cat.
Yeah, I remember that cat.
Yeah. And he has dating a woman now.
Oh, really?
Yes. That lives in Killeen, and she apparently has to bring her dogs every time she visits. So he was boarding Tinky because Tinky was like, fuck these dogs, and like was attacking them. Get out of my house! And wasn't having it.
Squanch like dumb, though?
Squanch is very like, he's like ambivalent to the world because there's not much going on in his head. You know what I mean? So it's like, dark. More larger cats or something, I guess. He's not, I don't think he's worried about it. Huh. But she gets real territorial, so I think she was attacking. But anyway, so he's bringing this, this girlfriend's bringing the dogs over. So he's had the cat for several years, but I guess his only option was to get rid of it, which I don't agree with. But I went ahead and took her anyway because I don't know. I felt bad. So I have a cat now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. So, I mean,
you know, it's like taking care
cat.
Of a niece. You know, it's like taking care of a niece. You got to take her in, you know?
Yeah.
And he's paying the pet deposit, so.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, that works out,
yeah,
then.
So it's not like I'm getting out of pocket with this.
It's not like it's just some random cat, either.
Right, yeah. Right. It was, you know, it's good for her. So, she lives at the house now.
Huh.
Yep, so that happened.
Too bad it's not a Squanch, though.
Well, man, yeah, I mean, he's cool. He's all right, cat, but
he just
there's
looks
no way
funny.
He, yeah, because he's a Persian. If y'all don't, he's a Persian, so just look up Persian cat, and they don't have noses, because they were...
It looks
squanched.
Like, yeah, it looks like if a normal cat, like a long-haired cat, like ran into a board, like going as quick as possible, and their face just like stuck in.
Never, yes.
Forever.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't like blow on their butthole and pop out the front of the nose back out. No.
I took a picture of it a while ago. If you find me on Instagram, Pizza Kitten.
Yeah, well. He's an interesting looking fellow, and he's a highly prized cat. I mean, like he's like, you know, worth money apparently.
Oh yeah,
people love
those. Very expensive. Yeah, like cat's cute, even if it is like way dumb.
Well, you know, it's part of his charm.
Yeah.
So,
Brandon's a little too smart for his own good. He tried to eat a cigarette earlier.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He was like eating it, or was he trying to smoke it?
You know, I was outside. Smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, because he learned it by watching you.
Yeah, that's probably true. He's like, how do I lay these fucking things? God damn it. Which makes sense, actually, because, or maybe he was agitated from trying to eat the cigarette. He was eating my ankles after that.
Oh, see, yeah.
Oh, my God, what a maniac.
You gotta teach him some lessons, dude.
Yeah, it's time to put him down.
Oh, God. Jeez, I didn't mean that.
I'm just kidding. I would never do that. Brandon's a sweet angel.
He's a good boy.
What else did you do this weekend?
Man, that's about it. I played some video games. We'll talk about that later. That's all, really. I didn't do much work. So.
Yeah, I was really busy this week. I didn't get to do really any of the things that I wanted to do this week.
Yeah. My sister, Jesus Christ, weird. My girlfriend was sick. My girlfriend was sick, so we didn't do much this weekend. So,
What was she sick with?
She had like a throat congestion kind of thing going on. Yeah. But it didn't turn into like a cough. So she's kind of getting over it. It's like a 48-hour thing.
She hasn't lived here very long.
No, and that's what she was. Yes. Do you have a theory about this?
Yeah.
Because she did too.
The mold is really high right now.
Yeah. Okay.
It's probably just allergies.
I may have to. She has picked up on some allergies. I may have to pass this along. But she says, like, she's gotten sick more often since moving here than she ever did living in Phoenix. Of course, way different climate. But
yeah. No, it's definitely allergies. I guarantee it. Yeah. I'll show you some stuff when we finish this. But. There's like drops, like tinctures, basically, that
really?
You can get from like Whole Foods and Central Market.
Like or a like weed in them, too?
Nah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No, not like that.
That's where I've heard of those before. Tinctures or whatever.
Yeah, tinctures. Yeah. But they're like that, but they have like, I don't know, like stuff specifically to get rid of allergies. Oh, and they're like made with the shit that's like really high in Austin.
Oh, okay.
So they like knock it out. And it might not be that great this year, but like, you know, next year.
All right. Well, I may have to pass that along.
Tell her to use local honey too. Critical.
Huh? Who?
Local honey.
Oh. What is that?
Is that a place? Sourced locally.
Oh, what, like, why did I thought that was like a place, a store. Tell her to use local honey. They have the best medicine for her. Why no, local honey?
Well, because the bees are from here, right. So they're picking up all this shit, saying. So it's in the honey.
I gotcha.
See, so right. Yeah.
What? It's like the world like works together in weird ways like that?
Yeah, like I haven't gone to a real doctor ever. I have only gone to alternative alt-right doctors.
That's right, because God will heal whatever troubles.
Yes, yes. Makes sense. If not God, Donald Trump. Just kidding, guys. I'm not going to vote for Trump.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't vote.
Oh, shit.
Just kidding, I vote.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, I can't think of a third
for
one.
American Idol!
Yeah, there we go. Sweet. Well, let's get into the news.
Do it.
All right, let's get into the news. Okay, so I have some news that isn't necessarily video game news.
Okay.
I saw that they and who they are,
huh?
I don't know. But they they are doing they're making a Kiki's Delivery Service theatrical play.
Oh, really?
Which will come out. This is the second one Studio Ghibli has done.
I'm surprised that they never... Like, I would figure Kiki sounds like it would be perfect for a stage play.
Yeah, totally. I don't know what the first one was. Mm. I'll be honest with you. I was doing a real rush job for these news notes. I wrote everything after.
You'll
I
hear every fact and detail right here on the news.
After the walls were melting and I came back home and avoided Taco Bell, I tried to write up my information for this show. So you're in for a ride, guys.
Cool.
So they're doing Kiki's Delivery Service later this year in London.
Oh, in London.
Yeah, which sucks because I don't know if you saw, I'm sure you did. Everyone saw this by now, I feel like. But there's also the Harry Potter.
Right.
Like. Sequel.
Mm-hmm. Is that only in London too?
Yeah. Oh. And it's only for like a couple months, and J.K. Rowling like co-wrote the script for it too.
I'm sure it'll tour eventually in the States, but you're probably gonna have to wait a couple years.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't need more. Look, I don't need anyone to twist my arm to want to go to London. Like, we have a bunch of friends there, so like,
have you ever seen a play or show in London?
No,
I have.
Okay, we'll brag about it, I guess.
And it was Ewan McGregor was in it. Yeah,
was he
dude.
Naked?
No, but he spit and on me. I was like in the front row. It was Guys and Dolls, and he was singing and like what?
Well, I don't know.
He still spit on me, dude. It was a moment in my life, dude.
Well, that's cool. It's good to have moments, guys. But you know, some moments are better than others.
Maybe Kiki will spit on you when you get to London.
I think I'm going to miss it.
For your theater tour.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, that's... I'm not... Okay, all right. Well, let's...
Whoa! Shit! Donna EXE has stopped working.
Let's get one thing straight right now. Whoa. Okay? If I go to London, I'm not just going to plays. I'm a party animal.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hitting all the hot spots.
Yeah. I guess.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think that's cool. I would like to go see it. But the last one that Studio Ghibli did there did not tour either. So.
It's weird that it's... Well, I guess it's not totally weird, but why aren't they doing it in Japan? In London, huh?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Well.
Not enough.
That's kind of cool, though, but because a lot of those Studio Ghibli stuff, I think, could translate into a stage play pretty well and be entertaining, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
You'd have to scale down some of the, you know, bigger moments and things, but the characters and stuff are so likable that I don't know. I'd love to see that shit.
Yeah, I think it would be really pretty.
Yeah.
Or it wouldn't. I'm not sure.
They could totally fuck it up, too.
I don't think that they'll fuck it up. I'm just only trying to think of, like, my favorite ones and not, mm-hmm. like, the grand scheme of things. Because I'm sure that a lot of them would work, like, really well.
Yeah.
I bet the other one was probably, like, Nausicaa or something.
That would be big. I don't... Or...
But that one's not really that huge.
Could you do Spirited Away?
Probably.
Yeah, and that was really big, you know, and popular.
Well, I think that like Howl's Moving Castle, like that's my favorite one.
Yeah,
and that one's
cool.
Like way elaborate. Like, I couldn't see that being adapted into like a theatrical.
Well, yeah, I mean, that could be
like a stage play or whatever.
Sure. I mean, you would have pretty amazing sets and stuff with that.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
With the castle and stuff, you could do some really cool like puppetry work or something if you wanted to. That'd be pretty neat.
Yeah.
Shit, man. Welcome to Theater Talk with welcome to Theater Talk with Donna and Ben.
Hey.
We're talking anime translating into yeah, hey. Bye. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here, you NPR weirdos.
Yeah, on NPR, they're equally professional where they're just giggling the entire time.
Oh, they're passionate and enthusiastic about what the plays are talking about and news and stuff.
Another interesting thing that's happening, I think globally, but coming from Japan. So there's it's basically Japanese chess. It's called shogi, where you use like several different tiles. Like a whole bunch of different tiles, and the board is normally like, I'm gonna get this wrong, so I'm sorry, but it's like 32 slots or something, like a checkerboard.
Weird.
Anyway, they're making an easier version to like introduce people to it,
like the Westerners to it.
Well, and kids, I think too.
Is this an ancient game or something? Or
yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like it is literally like their version of chess.
Oh, all right. Whoa, all right.
And so they're making a new one called Nine Masu Shogi, or Jew, I guess, Jew Masu Shogi. But anyway, it's only 8 pieces out of like the original, like, I don't know, like 40 or something pieces.
I don't know the game, but that sounds very stripped down.
Yeah.
Bare bones.
Yeah. And it's only like 9 squares all together on the board, I guess. So it's like way stripped down. So that people can try.
What's
to
it called?
It's called shogi.
Shogi. So this is like Shogi Junior.
Yeah, basically.
Like when they make all those.
Yeah, like Yahtzee Junior.
Yeah.
Yahtzee. in more Japan news, the Bleach manga ended this week.
Oh.
This last week.
Do people still like that?
Yeah, people are bummed.
Oh,
to say the least. I don't watch or read Bleach, but because we've talked about anime before on this show, I would feel like a real piece of shit for not mentioning it. This end.
Well, that is a very I mean, you know, even if you only have a cursory knowledge of anime, you've heard of Bleach.
Yeah,
because it had
for
an
sure.
Adult Swim run and you know, it's just popular.
It's one of those, you know, they're in episode 100 and something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can kind of envision what the character. They use swords, I think. Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's a bear.
Okay. Oh, yeah, maybe so. Yeah.
That's like white and black with red eyes.
Yes,
maybe.
This is, I'm getting this vision too.
There's a guy that has orange hair.
Yeah.
He's the main guy.
Well,
and then there's a chick with pink or white hair that has crossed barrettes.
Oh.
And yeah. Those turn into something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You mean there was, because this has ended and it's no more.
Yeah, but
so,
I mean, the anime will still go on.
Oh, it
probably.
Is? Oh, okay. Well, I guess they haven't reached the manga at this point, right?
Yeah. So I don't really know anything about this at all, but I'm going to talk about it because...
Fucking try me. I might know something.
Snapchat is releasing a game.
I saw something
with
Venus Williams associated with it.
Yeah, is it Venus?
Or it's maybe Serena? One of them, yeah.
One of the two.
One of the very talented tennis player ladies.
Now, I don't know anything about this game.
How would you do a Snapchat game?
I don't know.
Or you just play the game when you open the app?
I don't know. So I'm opening the app right now to try and figure this out.
A live demonstration.
Yeah, a live demonstration of something that I do not understand at all. Yeah, I mean, I don't see it on here, so I don't know. From what I read, it sounds like it's something about like clothes.
Is it a tennis game?
I guess. I don't know.
Weird. Well,
yeah.
All right. I mean, they're getting in the game. Facebook's done games, so. Has Twitter ever done a game?
Yeah, kind of. Well, last year there was Twitter, okay, so Twitter itself has not done a game, to my knowledge.
You were going to say Twitter itself is a game.
That is also very true. At Dude vs. Girl. Twitter itself has not had a game. However, there have been people that have made games using Twitter. So, okay, like, a year or two ago, there was a Choose Your Own Adventure game.
Oh, that makes
sense. So you would, like, tweet at whomever, and okay, let me stop right there because that is confusing. You it would be like, do you want to run down the hallway or do you want to try and hide?
Right.
And if you want to run down the hallway, then tweet at run down hallway, or if you want to hide, then tweet at hide.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
And so you would tweet that, which would take you to the next set of options, or you would die.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. I played it. I lost lots of times.
YouTube's kind of done games like that, where people will take videos and then you click on the annotations to take you to a different video and you go down the story or whatever. People have done that too.
What?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. A couple of them.
What?
They're like Choose Your Own Adventure. It's kind of like that. Yeah, but you're watching a video and then you decide, they give you certain, you know, at the end of a YouTube video, you have the options to choose more videos or whatever. Those link to other parts of the story so you can...
Yeah. I've never done that before.
It's pretty clever.
Dang, that's cool. I would do that.
New media content.
To me one time. today, something very exciting. A company near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
Very, very near and dear to my heart. Clay announced their first 3D game, Hot Lava.
Ah, yeah. So this is like a playoff. The floor is hot lava.
Yes.
Genius. Why hasn't this been made into a game before?
I don't know, but here is what I do know. Clay is amazing.
What have they done before?
Don't Starve.
Oh, okay, sure.
And they've had some other games too, but Don't Starve is like one of my top all time, probably in my top 10, just because I feel like, for nostalgia reasons, there's a lot of those first five slots taken up.
Right.
But I love Don't Starve. It's amazing.
It's cool.
I'm very excited to see what this game is about.
Well, this sounds very different than Don't Starve.
Yeah, totally.
Well, you're going 3D. I'm assuming the objective is to just like maybe platformer. Or you like stand, jump on things and get to a goal?
They have a trailer release. There's also actually, we've talked about this before too. I don't have a PC to play betas on, but there is an email you can send them to get beta. So maybe
you can explore
that world. That'd be pretty tight, because I am definitely curious to see what that's all about.
Is it coming to PS4 and Xbox One?
I don't know. I mean,
more than likely.
Maybe at some point in time, but like the releases for Don't Starve were way late too.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
But that kind of took a little while to gain some steam and notoriety and stuff. And I guess when you think about it, that game, does it translate to console? I mean, it does, but before, I don't know.
It does. Yes and no. I have Don't Starve on PS4.
Yeah.
And then I also have it on my Steam account as well. On the PS4, I feel like I can play it for a longer time because I can lounge on the couch, which is nice. However, I prefer playing it on the PC because I like all the mods and I have the expansions for that. And like I did the early access for Shipwrecked, so I can play that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About that.
I love that game. Oh, it's cool. Great. And it's a great studio. I want to support them.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the idea is just genius. I mean, most, I think, I don't know, I played The Floor is Hot Lava many times in my youth. I don't know, how do we all know how to play that as kids?
I don't know.
It's weird. It's like one of those almost, at least in America, universal kind of experiences that we have.
Is it anymore, though? Because I was thinking about that. Like, I don't know that kids now...
I hope it was passed down. Maybe that's why we learned it, because it's an ancient game they used to play when they really had to dodge Pompeii and shit, dude. It was passed down from that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, when we were growing up, it wasn't like, we didn't have iPhones and tablets.
All these
and
goddamn distractions. That's true.
I mean, you had to rely on the old imagination.
That's right. And now no longer, because they're making a game out of it. So forget fun time, play time. Play the virtual version.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'll play it.
I will too.
I'll come over to your house and play it, especially if you get that beta. you know, I don't want to overshadow or undercut. I don't want to cast shadows.
Whoa, throw shade?
No, it's not throwing shade. So I'm going to start out with what I feel is the lesser of two deaths today.
Oh.
Even though one happened like 2 weeks ago or whatever. So there was a death on the Blade Runner 2 set.
There was.
And we can only hope that that brings death to that movie.
Oh, come on.
And that's my news post for that.
Dang, dude. Well, you're a notorious non-fan of Blade Runner.
I hate Blade Runner. Wow. But I think that you do like Blade Runner.
I
so
do.
We can hash this out right now. Do you think that Blade Runner 2 is going to be a good movie?
No, more than likely not.
Yeah, so, you know, I think, you know, I'm taking
a
hard stance, but
point.
I think...
You got a point.
It's the right stance to have.
Yeah, but yeah, you're taking a stance that I agree with, but where you're coming from with that stance is different than where I'm coming from with it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry that dude died. That's sad.
Yeah, it's a bummer. He's only 28,
too. He can be replaced with a replica, and it's okay.
He wasn't even in the movie.
What?
He was just like a set builder or something.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't know the details.
Yeah, he was just like some like... behind the scenes guy. Sucks too, because I bet he wasn't even like a SAG person or whatever.
Shit, yeah, it depends on where they were filming.
Like a union person. Well, yeah. I think he was Hungarian.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't know where they were filming, but I mean, just, you know, 2 + 2 = like, I was fucked.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry,
he
guys.
Might get a post credits.
I'm sure. Yeah.
RIP.
Oh my god, that's. Sorry for your family. It's a real bummer. But, you know, what's actually pretty sad.
What's that?
Gene Wilder died.
He did.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, that is a bummer. That's another shared experience I think that a lot of American, at least, children have, is experiencing Gene Wilder in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I don't know anymore, though, because there's the shitty Tim Burton Charlie.
Right, but gosh,
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
That one's
Factory
Charlie,
is what that
right,
one's
yeah. That's true, but I think that it didn't replace. I think that's one of the few that did not replace the original. And if any parents are out there that have kids, come on. Which one are you going to show them?
Yeah, I mean...
Show them the one that'll scare them a little bit.
Right, yeah, that scene is so scary. Yeah, I mean, you know, all three of us grew up... Oh, well, yeah. Maybe not Ethan, because he didn't even know anything about Blazing Saddles, but...
Oh, man.
I mean...
Another great one.
We all grew up watching his movies. Like, Young Frankenstein was
Young
one
Frankenstein,
of my favorite movies
incredible.
When I was growing up.
Yeah. So funny. Yeah, he was but he was a super talented actor too. He was versatile. You may not have seen it as much in a lot of his roles, but he was really versatile, but a talented physical comedian and just really super talented dude. And yeah, Blazing Saddles, awesome. Fuck, man. See these movies. They're great.
He was in plays too.
He was.
He was a stage actor.
Series of movies with Richard Pryor.
Yeah. Yes. Oh boy, I forgot about those.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, R.I.P. Gene.
But he was 83, so, and he was sick.
He lived a long life,
he lived
yeah.
a long life, you know, still.
So. Yeah.
R.I.P. Doug. R.I.P. Genie.
Yeah. R.I.P.
I'm sorry.
Well, what kind of news do you got, Ben?
I got video game news.
What?
On a lighter note. I had some choice things from the past week. Like, the Titanfall 2 beta was... last weekend. I think they had it the previous weekend as well. It was an open beta. I didn't actually get to play it, but I watched a video on it, and dude, it is the fucking hypest shit you'll ever see. That game is such a video game, and if you watch someone who's skilled play it, it's so fun to watch.
Yeah, a lot of my friends, we've talked about this in the past, I used to work for EA. A lot of my friends have been playing that and posting videos, and it looks very, very fun.
Yeah, it just looks so... It's, if you're skilled, I don't know. I mean, guys, I played the first one. I liked the first one. I'm not a huge multiplayer fan, shooter. Because I'm just not, I can't devote the time that a lot of you guys can, and you just destroy me. I feel like a stormtrooper out there. But anyway, Titanfall 2 will have single player, so I'm stoked about that.
Mm-hmm.
But watching just this multiplayer video of like what you can do, like you're on foot, if you want to, you can run up a wall. And now they've introduced a goddamn grappling hook. And I've said this before, you want to make a game extra fun, add a fucking grappling hook mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
So you swing onto a Titan, you can swing onto the back of them, and you can. They've added this new core removal mechanic. It's a little different. A lot of things have changed with this, but you can take out the core from an enemy Titan and then you hold on to it. And if you go to a friendly Titan, you can give them the core and it'll give them a shield boost. So this nice little metagame going on there. And then once the core has been removed, you can drop a grenade in there. It probably doesn't make sense logically if you start to think about it, but the way that the game was meshing and how fast things were going and stuff, it just looks so much fun to play. So I'm definitely going to try to check it out. I mean, if it gets really good reviews, I'll give it a shot. But if it's more multiplayer focused, I'm going to have to, like, I don't know, Gamefly it or something.
Yeah, I did you play that game on PC or on Xbox One?
Xbox One.
Okay, yeah. I played it on Xbox One and I played it on PC and I loved the PC experience.
Yeah.
I was not crazy about the Xbox One experience. So I don't know what the comparison's going to be like this time around.
Well, now it's on the PS4, so now all the folks who didn't get a chance to play the first one.
Oh.
Yeah, it's now on PS4. So what I understand, too, there was people who have some problems with the beta, and that's why they have betas. Maybe they'll make the changes. But the Titans before, you always got one in a match. There was like a countdown timer, and mm-hmm. I think you could decrease the countdown timer with more kills and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whereas now a Titan comes if during a kill streak, so it's very Call of Duty now. You have to kill a bunch of things in order to get your Titan. So you may not, I don't know if you may not be guaranteed to get a Titan during a match, which is kind of, people were upset about that. But from what I understand, those who didn't play Titanfall 1 really, really dig Titanfall 2 beta, like love it. Those mm-hmm. who did play Titanfall 1 and were big fans of that have seen some things they didn't like that they changed and were the ones complaining about it. But that's what a beta's for. Maybe they'll make the changes and, but it looks so much fun. I will just watch people like, play it on Twitch just because it's so entertaining to watch people, dudes swinging around and mm-hmm. robots shooting other dudes out of the air and then fucking explosions. And then you're running on a wall and then you got a grappling hook, dude. And then you untake out the core and you drop a grenade in his fucking butthole and he blows up. Shit looks rad.
He's a
dude.
Top butthole.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I would his exhaust hole.
It's more like a blowhole.
Maybe, I guess. It's a hole of some kind. You could shove a grenade and blow it up. But yeah, anyway. But I'd rather play that than I think Call of Duty and. Although Battlefield looks cool this year.
Oh my god, that game's gonna be tight.
It's cool. World
War
I.
I think it's gonna be
it
tight.
It does. I like this.
Dude, you should get that on PS4 so we can play together.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
That'd be sweet.
I do want to play it. It looks cool.
Yeah, me too.
In other news, did you hear Toe Jam and Earl's coming back, dude?
Yes. I wrote this in one of my 3,000 notebooks and I forgot.
Hell yeah, Toe Jam and Earl back in the groove thanks to the folks at Adult Swim Games. It was a Kickstarter and I think it did hit goal, but it was just going to be on PC, and then Adult Swim came in and was like, this is the perfect fucking match for our brand. Let's throw it on an Xbox One and PS4 too and put some money behind it. It looks good. It looks like the original.
It looks okay. It looks a little too color saturated.
Well, all right, yeah, they do have it almost, it's new artwork. It's
it's similar though.
It is similar in style, but yeah, I can see what you're saying.
The
original Toe Jam and Earl had great pixel art with animations and stuff that's not replicated because these aren't pixels, these are more like flash almost animations.
Right yeah. I mean, it looks cool. I love Toe Jam and Earl. I love that game and Return to Funkatron, of course.
Yeah,
amazing, and I will still jam out on those games.
Hell yeah.
All the fucking time. But I don't know if I'm ready for it looks a little different and I'm nervous that I won't like it or it will like taint my memory.
Well, it is still being made by the same I don't know, maybe it's the guy, there's a company that owns Toe Jam and Earl. Sega is not putting this out, that's why Adult Swim
is doing it.
Because the company that, even though we associate Toe Jam and Earl as being like a second tier Sega mascot during the Genesis era, they never owned the characters at all, so
yeah.
Some guy owns
it. Game's like literally right behind you, you can probably look at
yeah, fuck yeah dude. But anyway, if you haven't played Toe Jam and Earl, they're weird and they're
fucking
different.
Awesome.
They're cool though, and they were so different, but they were of their time, and it's just cool to see a franchise like that come back. And it looks like they're keeping it like the original game.
Yeah, it's definitely similar to the original. I just, you know what, if they don't have like the big like brain coral sponge thing that you can jump on, ooh, I'm gonna be pissed.
I mean, the original game is such a weird, there's not much like it. Like that, it's like an adventure.
It's like way trippy.
It's so bizarre. Like, there's not very many games that are
2D, like side-scrolling adventure game.
Well, the second one is
with the shooter kind of, right? Because you're capturing things with your camera. Weird.
And then, like, yeah, in the first game, you have to use all the different items on the bad guys, which are these weird. It's so bizarre. But that's
the second one's way better.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the second one,
Return of
Funkatron. Sega funded a bit. Dude, and they changed some things about sweet. It. Yeah. They're There's good like games.
Another dimension that you can go into.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Groovy,
games,
dude.
Oh, they're so good.
But yeah, anyway, Toe Jam and Earl, be on the lookout for it. I think it's coming a little later this year. Maybe 2017. I'm not sure. I don't have a release date. Anyway, one other final news note. You mentioned some stuff from Japan. Straight out of Japan. Dead or Alive Extreme 3 Virtual Reality.
Oh, God. I didn't want to talk about that because of the fucking videos I saw on Japanese Twitter today.
The video. Oh, my God, dude. It's cringy. It's so cringy.
Is it
going to
have volleyball?
No, well, no. All it is right now, and maybe this is just the experience they have it, and maybe they'll add volleyball, but it's just a character model standing there, and you're in a VR headset, and I just watched some guy go move his head forward and backward, forward and backward, and the boobs would like move in, like squish in. They had like physics, like, so he was, and then like it's so funny because it's filmed on a TV screen and you're seeing the boobs deform, and then it just pans over to this Japanese guy in a Hawaiian shirt with his VR goggles on, just going
Yeah, there's another video that I saw on Japanese Twitter today of a guy that was just laying on the ground like he was trying to get like a crotch
shot.
Yeah,
you're trying to get crotch shot, dude. It's so pervy.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm glad that you went there, Mountain Dude. Dorito girls have a little bit more class than that.
Well, hey, I just thought the video
was fun. We talk about theater.
That's true, you do. That is, yes, that is. On yeah, on the highbrow, I brought it to the low. But it's video game news.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It is. Just if you see the videos, man, they're just, if you like cringy stuff or you just want to laugh at it, I don't know. I really don't know. I think that this is any sort of selling point for the game. I just think it's going to be a little tie on. I don't, maybe you think, I guess probably it is.
Yeah. I mean, for the listener at home, I'm making a face like, yeah. Come on.
I guess so.
You hit the Mountain Dew a little too much.
I'm getting a little too old. I don't remember what it's like to be younger.
Jaking it 24/7.
Fucking dude. Oh, yeah, God. Like, anime girl. Yeah, okay, you're right.
We have a friend, Ethan and I, we have a friend that lives in Japan. Shout out Sean Ray, who will never listen to this. But he lives in Japan.
We're huge in Japan, though. Huge in Japan.
You know, that is true.
Yeah.
and some of our other friends just went to Japan to visit him.
Oh, cool.
And this is, I think, like the third group of our friends or second person of our friends that has gone down there now to visit him. And he always takes like Snapchats of them, right?
Sure.
Or like now Instagram stories or Instagram video. So he's always taking pictures or Snapchats of them. And he takes them to this sex store where they have, I assume it's a sex store. It might be something else, and also there are sex things there, but
go on.
They have like a little plexiglass.
What's under the plexiglass?
I had a burp.
What's under the plexiglass?
Well, they have like this little plexiglass container, and there's like just a row of vibrators, and they have a button, and you can push them, so they're just like,
you can demo them.
Yeah. And he sent us a video recently of two of our good friends from back home there, and they kept trying to hit this one button, and apparently it was broken.
Sounds like a great place to set up a Dead or Alive Beach Extreme 3 VR setup.
That's what I'm thinking. That is exactly what I'm thinking. Hell, blow yeah, up, dude. One of those blow up dolls. Let bad girl rest there.
Just give me a body pillow, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Fucking raise your eyebrows back at me.
No, oh, sorry. It's in my own head.
Cool. Well, let's get into what we played this week.
All right.
All right. Well, I know that you have more to talk about than I do this week. Again, as I have said, I was insanely busy this week. I wanted to play No Man's Sky so desperately. Mm-hmm. I had time set aside to play No Man's Sky, and then I got asked to do that show.
Oh.
So
you didn't do the show.
I did the show. I thought that was better. A career move than sure. playing video games.
It's wise.
I don't know that it's a career move. I have a job.
It's a memory.
It's a memory. So this week I played more Binding of Isaac Afterbirth, which I bought the DLC Afterbirth for the PlayStation last week, and I did do something pretty cool. So in Binding of Isaac and in Binding of Isaac Afterbirth, I think it's more likely an Afterbirth, but there are two alternative endings that you can unlock.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Where if you beat the final boss, if you've collected enough, if you've made enough deals with the devil, or you've collected enough saint shit.
Yeah.
There are two possible.
The opposite.
Yeah. So you can either, at the very end of the game, normally there would be a huge treasure chest, and you can open up the treasure chest, and then it triggers the end of the game. Or if you've made enough Satan deals, you go to Shoal and you have like this super, it's insanely hard. Shoal is so hard. I have not beat it yet.
Is that a boss?
It's a whole other level.
Oh, like another area.
And it's like all these other monsters that you never see in the normal game. And they're like way harder than the normal monsters. And it's like impossible to get HP and shit. It's very, very challenging. Or you can do, you go to the cathedral, which gives you like a light shining down. And so you walk into the light and then it takes you through cathedral levels, which gives you a different ending as well. And so I beat that this weekend.
That's cool. So like each ending has its own set of levels, essentially, kind of?
No. So if you beat the game, you have the option to trigger these two alternate things.
Right.
So like,
okay, I got you.
Normally if you beat the game, you just like open up the treasure chest.
Right.
And then there's like, I don't even know, like hundreds of different endings that you get when you open up the treasure chest, and then you can like unlock different items and different challenges and shit. But there's also, if you've made enough of the right or wrong choices throughout the game, then you can trigger
then
these other,
these
which
things.
Is like a whole nother level
That's
of
cool.
the game.
Nice.
Which also triggers like a different ending and some extra items and trophies and shit.
But I mean, the whole point of those games is to replay them over and over and over again.
Which I do nonstop.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the one game that since we started this show that I've consistently played every week.
Yeah, probably.
It's just really easy to pick up and put down.
Yeah.
I was playing it right before you got here.
It is.
I have the final bosses next for me as soon as we're done with this.
It is real easy to pick up and play like that. That's cool.
I can play it in like 5 seconds and be done with it. I also continue to play Romantic Diary.
Oh my God.
So I stopped playing the other dating sim because I just want to focus on Romantic Diary.
And that makes perfect sense. First of all, you're so smart.
And for those of you that don't remember from last week, or this is your first episode, Romantic Diary is a game that I don't understand. It's in Taiwanese and then translated into English from Japan,
nothing
from Japanese. So it doesn't make any sense, like all of the time.
Just like boys.
Yeah. And here's the thing. You get to pick clothes. It's a clothing one. So I've made a lot of progress.
That's good.
I'm 430ths. I don't know how many levels there are.
Oh, okay.
But I'm four levels into the game now.
Okay. How do you beat a level?
I don't know.
Oh, but you just do. It just happens.
Yeah.
All right.
You have to pick the right clothes.
I forget. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. You have to pick the right clothes, and you have to collect things to bake stuff. It is maybe one of the most sexist games I've ever played.
But it sounds so fun.
It is so fun. Is the thing. I've gotten a lot farther with Luca, who's one of the interests, one of the boy interests.
Mm,
I've had the opportunity to get with other guys, but I stay true to the first guy that comes around.
All right.
I think we're in love.
We're just doesn't know it yet.
We're in level 2 version of love right now. Okay. It's getting good. Things are heating up. I'm having a lot of romantic encounters with him recently.
Oh my God.
He's like, I'd like to get another dessert, but I'm not sure which one to get. And then I'm like, out of these three options, what one is going to make you love me more? And I'm like, I don't know. We'll get dessert next time. And he's like, that was the wrong answer.
Oh, shit. I thought you'd leave him waiting.
I know.
Leave him wanting more.
Yeah, no.
Damn.
He doesn't want more. Luca's hot and cold, you know? He's a hot and cold boy.
I know. You know, I've had plenty of them. Let me tell you what.
Yeah, he's, you know what? It's fine. Well, I've almost unlocked his elf version.
So. Okay, what? I'm only with you to unlock your elf version.
He looks pretty cool as an elf. I'm playing his elf level right now. Guys, I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, Ben, what did you play this week?
Nothing that exciting at all.
You did. You played.
I played Deus Ex.
Okay, there
we go. That's what I did this week. This week I Deus Ex. Played Deus Ex, Mankind Divided. It's good, except, man, I got it on PC, dude. I'm just like I was complaining about before. Every time you get a PC game, you got to spend like 4 hours configuring it so it doesn't, so it stops fucking skipping and lagging in the prog area, and that really takes me out of the immersion moment. Seriously, I can't deal with it because it's a cool game. It's really, really good. I like it. It's a really cool dark sci-fi setting with pretty decent graphics and interesting storyline so far. The gameplay's fun. I'm playing stealthy. I love stealth games. I love being a sneaky sneak man, and that really gives you a good sneaky modes. Apparently, in the future, they do not secure air vents in any building whatsoever. So,
yeah,
and they're giant air vents that can fit like a 6'4" dude crawling through it with a metal full robotic body.
Well, I mean, also, people don't even realize that there are men just hiding in boxes walking around in the desert.
It is true. At any moment in time in any building that you're in, there's probably someone crawling around in the vents. Just be aware of that.
Well, yeah, we recently got rid of that problem. It was a raccoon.
Sneaky little bastards. Yeah. No, but it's good. I'm excited to keep playing it. You always go on the forums when these, you have to run into all these problems, so you can find out if anybody else is experiencing this or it's just your shitty rig. But it turns out that other people are experiencing the little bit of lag in certain areas that, like, I'll be walking through an area and I'll just turn and it'll be at least a 5 second just frame drop stop. It's just, the screen freezes for 5 seconds.
Yeah,
I
heard the same complaint from some of the other people I work with. They were pretty bum.
Once I do get to play, because certain areas do load and they run very well, and I do like what I'm playing. And one of the cool things about this, which I really appreciate and more games need to do, is right when you start a new game, it asks you, hey, there was a game before this. Maybe you played it, maybe you didn't. Here's a 12-minute recap video. Would you like to watch it?
Oh, that's cool.
And you just watch a recap video of everything that happened. So I played the Human Revolution. Very good game. Highly recommend it. It's cheap. Get it. But I don't remember. This was years ago. I did not remember the story or anything like that. So this was a cool retelling of it in a short video. More games need to do that. So yeah, it's a fun game. They added some new augments and stuff. And you're a super cyborg man. And he looks a little bit like my brother. I think he looks a little bit like my brother, my younger brother.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, he's cool. And he talked, Adam Jensen, he talks like this the entire, like, I've never met a man who talks like this in real life. Are you going to sneeze? Oh! You know, augmented people don't sneeze.
Yeah,
you
know,
I don't have lungs.
You know what else? Fucking people that avoid Western medicine normally don't sneeze. What is going on right now? Oh, that hurt my shoulder too.
Be careful, dude.
Excuse me, guys.
So yeah, Deus Ex, good one. Recommend it if you're into it. Maybe give it a little time for them to patch it, but I hear it runs pretty decently on PS4 and Xbox One, so get it on there. I should have done that. Another thing I played, which was not a video game, but it was a board game.
What?
Yeah.
What game?
Mysterium, which played at work, and we saw, we do like a monthly. Quit checking your fucking anime boyfriend responses to you, dude.
I just went smile on the sands, clue times one. That could mean anything. That could literally mean anything. Is that
a push notification?
I don't know. I've been listening, so you play yeah, that right. game sure, called right. Smiles on the Sands, right?
So you were bored of this game. No, we played a board game at work, and Mysterium was kind of like Clue. Uh-huh. So, except everybody works together, and one person is like almost like a dungeon master, but they are the ghost that of the victim that died.
Wow.
But they're trying to help you by giving you vague visions. You play as psychics, and they give you these cards that have these like weird pictures on them. This artwork's pretty cool, and they have these vague pictures, and the ghost is trying to. He knows exactly what you need to figure out, so he's trying to read how you would read into things and stuff. So it's interesting, but it is Clue. It's like you find the person who did it, where they did it, and with what item. And so, but you find that out early, and everybody has some suspects. So I found mine out early, which was the police officer in the kitchen with the footstool. And so,
yo, how are you gonna kill a person with a footstool?
I'll tell you. Because I think I freaked out some of my coworkers with my story. So
you beat them in the head with
not
it?
Not quite.
You make them fall off and they fall with their butt onto the stool leg.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't think of that one. That's possible, though. No, but so somebody else's trio was the nun in the pool area with poison. And I was like, whoa, did she poison the whole pool, dude? And then he was like, I don't know. I was thinking that. And then I looked at mine and I was like, I'd like to think that my cop used the footstool to step on, because in the kitchen artwork, there's meat hooks from the ceiling to raise up his victim and hang them from the meat hook. And dang. All my coworkers were like, what? I was like, oh my God. And I was like, I had to try to play cool. I was like, I've seen a lot of horror movies and stuff. And it just didn't have some weird homicidal thought in my mind that brought me to that. But it's a fun game. I'd think it'd be a fun game to play with the right people. Like, yeah, even with my family, I think I'd play this.
I want
to
play.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
You should bring it over.
Well, I don't own it. Somebody else owns it.
You should buy it and then bring it over.
I don't know.
How much is it? It's probably insanely expensive.
Yeah, it's probably like $50 or something.
Board games are so expensive. They are.
But they're cool. And there's so many, like, there's a whole world of board games now that didn't exist, I don't think so, 20 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. We went to PAX last year. We went to a panel that I thought was about horror video games.
Oh, yeah?
But it was a jokes on me about horror, like, trading card and board game and D&D kind of stuff. And it was very interesting, but I was just like the guy... very famous dude, could not tell you his name because I don't fucking know anything about that world, but he was like, oh yeah, like, he was really nerdy, right? Obviously, as one would maybe assume. But he was like, oh yeah, you know, like, I always say the bleebop is always bloop, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, everyone's like fucking dying. Oh, yeah. And I was like,
I gotta go. My anime boyfriend's calling me.
Yeah, that was a weird... I mean, I don't want to talk about it.
Are you saying
it.
You got yourself into another awkward social situation?
Kind of, but it wasn't... I don't want to body odor or shame anyone.
Oh.
But the person next to me smelled so bad. It was triggering my, like, allergies. And I, like, had a runny nose all over the place. I didn't have any Kleenexes or anything.
Gross, dude.
It was horrible. It was a mess. And I was sitting in the middle of the row, so I like couldn't get out of there
God.
It was terrible.
Take a shower, dude.
Or something. I don't know what. It was a mess.
Get some CK1, bro. Spray that on you. It's a cologne. Remember that?
Yeah, but I was thinking KY jelly.
Or that. Fuck it. Like, let's get kinky, dude.
How's that going to help in this situation?
I love the smell of body odor. It turns me on.
I mean, you know, petroleum masks the smell of things. So hey, I guess you could, like,
give it a whirl.
Lube
yourself. Burn yourself.
Oh my God.
Out of nowhere.
Shut up. Shut the hell up. I forgot your song already. Is that all you played this week?
Well, I played No Man's Sky for a little while, and I got a new ship, and it was, it's got a big round thing on the back, and it's red, and it's got two extra inventory slots, but it was one that I found crashed, landed on a planet.
Oh, really?
Which is cool, because you don't have to pay for anything, but you gotta repair it.
Yeah,
you
which like can the, be a real
yeah, if, especially if the planet you're on doesn't
sucks,
have chrysanthemum or whatever it is. Chrysler... I think it's the Chrysler crystals. That's the power of your space Chrysler. The okay, so yeah, if you don't have that, you're fricked. But anyway, so I played a little bit more of that, and... I just don't feel the pull anymore to like keep doing it. I still want to get to the universe, center of the universe, and I think I will just when time permits. But again, it's like you can't just sit down like Binding of Isaac and play that for 30 minutes. You can't sit down and play No Man's Sky for 30 minutes. You're only going to get one thing done.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, that is definitely the challenge with that game, unfortunately. Fortunately and unfortunately. I just wish that I had more time to play it.
Right.
And again, you know, I was really hoping that this weekend I was going to have time. I had time set aside even. And of course...
Something always comes
up.
Didn't
pan out that way. And I'm bummed because this weekend is Out of Bounds Comedy Festival in Austin. So I'm going to be busy with that all weekend.
Shit.
So, yeah. It's, you know, playing games is a real struggle, guys.
It can be. They take up so much time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I co-produce all the shows here, so I'm always busy with that stuff,
I don't do... other thing.
Do you want to just, you know what, if you could just date my boyfriend in Romantic Diary and just let me know how it pans out.
You know, yeah, if you I mean, he's cute.
He is so cute.
I'm gonna fall for him though. I can't do it.
He's just too hot and cold, you know.
Well, you know, that's why he's mysterious. It's a little mystery, you
it's
know?
Just
it's like,
do you love me or don't you?
It's like one day you're this way, one day you're that way. It's like you're bipolar.
Look at his, oh, okay, I lied earlier. I almost have his butler form down. Look at that.
Oh, damn. That is, he looks fancy.
Yeah.
That's like a well-dressed anime skinny man.
I know, God.
Skinime.
It's so weird, like... his hair is bigger than his head. It's like, how is hair proportionate to like... the rest of
he
your
does,
body.
Yeah, that's quite a healthy mane of hair on.
Yeah, but it's like it grows.
Oh
my God, I hate this game.
It is much larger than his head. They really like the hair, the Japanese video games.
Oh yeah, dude, look at dude, I've got some good hair in this game for
shit.
Real. Like you can, because you can just. You know, like, you don't always have to play the game, is the thing. Like, you can just do your hair.
Well, yeah.
Because it's also a part of the game. Look at this hair.
Oh, that is
I call that
beautiful.
Loopy and braids.
What is going on with the front part? The braid, like,
the
comes
dress?
Up.
Oh, yeah. It's
and the
like
hair.
She's got, like, a swoop, like, a chunk of hair is, like, draped across the front of her forehead, like and then she's got some braidies.
Dude, this shit is ridiculously
look at.
Cute.
Let me show you another one. Good I know. Lord, it is cute,
so,
isn't it?
It's like pastels and teddy bears.
Look at this one. I like pop music.
Oh my God, that says I like pop music, but I also like huffing
pain.
Taking
it in the butt.
Whoa, that is what that says. I'm not.
I like pop music, but also I'll give you a blowjob.
Can I like her?
Yeah, you know, it's truly a beautiful game. I like this one because it's me.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty close.
Look at that.
You just need the braid going across the tippy top.
Yeah, I could do that.
Fuck yeah.
Then
I don't.
I can be her.
I have a feeling you can't make me in these games.
No. Nice try, Ben, you sucker.
Crusty, bearded, need of a haircut.
Yeah, this is. Let me. I'll build you real quick.
Yeah, dude. Build a stony, crusty dude with a mop on top. Lise is the name. It just never stops. Lisa. It's Pauly Shore, y'all.
Oh, I know.
Nature.
Shush.
Oh, man. You building my anime character?
Yeah, there you go.
Dude, I want... Oh, my God. I'm so hot. Dude, I got a Garfield shirt on, dude. How do they get Garfield in here?
I don't know. Do you want to see Ben as
dude, I'm fucking
my girlfriend?
Oh my god, she is fine with that Garfield and camo.
She's got cool boots on too. I'm gonna post this picture on our Twitter so that you can see that at Dude vs Girl.
Yeah, hell yeah. If I shave my beard and put on a Garfield shirt.
But that's like a thing in a Ludacris song. Sticky, icky, icky, icky. Sticky, icky.
Well, it'd make my head turn. Oh, yes, my boy.
Oh, boy. Great. Well, let's talk video game releases.
Oh, okay.
All right, welcome back.
Thank you.
So, I only know 3-4 of the things that are coming out this week.
Well, is there anything coming out?
Assetto Corsa.
What?
For PS4 and Xbox One, which is a car racing game of some type.
Ooh, Valentino Rossi.
That is... Unfortunately.
Oh, man. Well, I'm not interested then.
Yeah, me too. for similar but different reasons. there's another game coming out for PS4 called Strike Vector X. I think this is also coming out on PC.
That's a very generic name.
I know. I couldn't tell you what it's about either.
Strike Vector X. It sounds so out of 1996. Like yeah. It's a Super Nintendo shmup.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds rad.
God Eater 2, okay. Rage Burst.
God Eater. I've heard of God Eater.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big Japanese thing.
RPG.
RPG, I think. Monster Hunter, maybe, kind of game. I don't know. God, it's got a cool name, though.
Yeah.
I'll say God Eater. That's rad.
It didn't get very good. It's not getting hot reviews, so the streets aren't liking it so much.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. And guess what? That one comes out on PS4.
10 points for the name.
Hatsune Miku Project Diva X. Diva. I think it's 10, not X.
I wouldn't doubt if they've had 10 fucking Project Diva games.
Yeah, I think there's been 9.
Didn't she make an appearance on a, like, Stephen Colbert once? Yeah. The hologram?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What's the deal with Hatsune Miku? Is she just like...
She's a Vocaloid.
I apologize. I didn't mean to insult. I did not realize I was offending you.
You weren't. I have a blanket of hers, though, that I got in a box, a subscription box.
So does she do original music?
Yeah, there's like people that write music for her.
It's just a character that sings it.
Yeah, it's just a Vocaloid is what they're called. They're like...
Interesting concept.
Fake music people. But there's... there's like Hatsune Miku's like the big one, which is the blue haired one, and then there's like a ton of other ones that I don't know the names of.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Rhythm game, I imagine, huh?
Yeah, I'm not in love with those games so much personally. Except for that one that was for the DS, which was amazing. The really? Beyonce had a commercial for like Rhythm Heaven.
Oh,
or something.
Rhythm Heaven, yeah.
That game
that
ruled.
Was fun, yeah. Well, Parappa the Rapper too.
Yeah, I guess that is a rhythm game.
Yeah.
That one's not like that kind of rhythm
game. No, it was, one of the first kind of rhythm games.
Yeah.
That's cool. What else?
Sorry, I just was like, butter, butter, butter on the roll. butter on the roll, roll, roll.
Kick, punch is all in the mind.
Kick, kick.
punch.
I'm missing my game of that somewhere, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I don't think I ever owned it. I rented it a few times.
Oh my god, I fucking love that game. Also Resident Evil 4 comes out for PS4 and Xbox
that's right.
One.
So if you haven't got it on the multitude of other things that has come out since, but if you have not played Resident Evil 4 and
it's very good.
Into that kind of stuff, oh, play it. It is so good.
Yeah, that one was very good.
Great game.
Remember playing that one.
Great game.
And enjoying it thoroughly. There's also going back to anime and concluding the decent looking the cream of the crop of console releases is Attack on Titan on Xbox One.
We're fine. It's not coming out with what?
I don't know if it's delayed for PS4 or what, but it comes out on Xbox One. I I'm going to look at it. I got really good reviews in Japan, but...
I think I've seen a early review for it here, and I don't think it was very good.
Yeah, it's hard to say with those.
The concept, though, is there. Like, the whole Attack on Titan, the idea, it looks like a video game.
You have
giants that they're trying to hit the weak point on the back of the neck kind of thing, and it's made perfect for a video game. But it's got to be hard to do with the whole shooting mechanical, you know, essentially a grappling hook mechanic.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm interested in it. I'll probably watch more people play it before I decide on buying it or not. And then PC, the World of Warcraft Legion expansion, which I talked about a couple weeks ago.
That is coming.
Which I still think looks really cool.
Big deal.
And it came out in Europe today.
Oh, did it?
And it looks pretty fucking sweet.
I wonder how many people jump back on, like, how much of an influx do they get when, you know,
because
this is, I don't know, number, what, 4 or 5 expansion?
Yeah.
Damn. This game's been around for a long time. I guess it's almost going on 10 years. It's been 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Damn. That's
crazy. I mean, well, Blizzard has a support center here in Austin.
Yeah, they do.
And I know that they get hit when...
I can't even imagine. Yeah. They got to be... They're ready. They're barricading the doors for this one.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then the last game that comes out that I think looks interesting is The Final Station, which comes out on PC. And it's like, I forgot, but it looked really cool.
Horror game?
I think it is like a horror game.
That sounds like a horror game to me, The Final Station.
Yeah, but it also looked like kind of cartoony from what I was looking at. Let me pull it up again. It looked really cool though. Yeah, it's got like a, look at the artwork for it. It's like a skull on
a
train.
It's like the train. It's like a train thing.
Yeah, it looks sweet.
That logo is cool with the skull as the front of the train.
Yeah, but it makes it look a little bit more cartoony and less serious horror. So I think it's like a puzzle horror game, but it looks neat. I'm intrigued by that logo.
It reminds me of what were the little, like the tower mobile game? Where you had
Tiny
Tower.
Yeah.
Because this is like travel by train.
Yeah, you and I were playing that for a while.
Look after your passengers, keep your train operational, and make sure you can always reach the next station. Cool.
It looks cute.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much it is, but it looks pretty fun. Yeah, it does look like Tiny Tower.
A little bit. Yeah.
Oh, it says it's action adventure.
Oh, all right.
I don't know why. I don't know. Whatever. Reviews seem pretty good.
That's cool. I think that, Nuka World DLC is coming out too for Fallout.
Yeah.
I actually fired that up and played for like 30 minutes the other day.
Really?
Yeah, after I was tweaking Deus Ex, just to be like, is it my fucking computer? Was something going wrong here? So I'm going to fire up another game just to make sure that I'm not going crazy here. And I fired up my last save from Fallout 4, which I hadn't played in months. And it ran great. And it was fun. I fucking like... got into a big fight with some evil church people. I just like walked into a waypoint, and I guess I was at a point where I was in power armor. I don't even remember what I was doing, but I had all these weapons. So I was just like, fuck it. I got all this ammo. I'm just going to have a big fight. And it was fun. Now I'm like, I don't know if I want to play Fallout again. I don't think I want to. I did 90 hours in that thing.
Yeah, I will pick it up again at some point. I'll probably wait a while before I pick it back up.
That Nuka World does look fun, though.
I know, it looks so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play it, but I don't want to play it that bad. There's too many... Destiny comes out soon.
That's
so it's
true,
like
that's
I gotta blow through No Man's Sky or like get to a point where I'm happy with
Good
it.
Good luck.
Well, by blow through, I just mean I want to explore a few more planets and find some more stuff.
Sure,
I'm not looking to like get to the center of the game. But I know once Destiny comes out, it's bye-bye
world.
Bye everything. But our friends just moved, so, you know.
Is it going to be like, is the new expansion, is that a whole new, are you going to get new areas, new raids, new all kinds of, it's just a giant, it's a big expansion.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. So it was a fun game, man. It's a fun, that's solid shooting mechanics. I can't think of anything more. Halo is, you know, I mean, it's obviously makes sense.
Yeah, Bungie.
Yeah, it's just those two games. But yeah, feels really good to get a headshot in that game.
Yeah, the shooting in that game is so, it's so fluid, which just is so rare.
Makes you feel very powerful and very, you know, skilled. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. I rule at playing it drunk too. It's like when we first moved here to our new house, we have a projector, and so that's like a good game that I like to show, like,
sure,
how the projector is.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that I'm pretty good at playing Destiny too. So, it looks good, but people are like, whoa, like that's what this game is. Like, yeah, this is dope. And I'm like, yeah, duh.
Yeah. Well, you're watching a master. So
yeah. That's why Luca is always so mean to me.
If only he knew about my Destiny skills.
Yeah. If only he knew he was my only 2D video game boyfriend.
For now.
Oh, I want to go play How to Full Boyfriend.
Oh. Hey, dude, have you heard about this Cat President game?
Yeah, I forgot. So, again, one of our fans on Twitter has been reaching out to us. He tweeted at us about a few games that came out. One of them, I'm pulling up the Twitter right now.
Cat President.
Yeah, one of them was Cat President, which looks hilarious if you haven't seen it. What's weird is that shortly after he sent us that, tweeted at us about that, I saw that other people were posting about it, like saying that they had a fun time playing it or something.
Yeah, it made the rounds in the news cycle briefly sometime last week.
Yeah, it looks hilarious.
It does. So it's like real pictures of real cats. It's kind of like How to Full Boyfriend, where they're just using pictures of cats, you know, instead of birds or whatever. But I guess you're running for president or trying to get a cat into the Oval Office. I don't know.
Yeah. Yes. It looks very, very funny. Here's oh my God. Here's the description of the game. You're just an ordinary teen girl looking for work after your college dream didn't quite pan out.
I hate it when that happens.
But when you get lost backstage during a national debate, you find so much more. A bunch of talking cats who are running for president.
There is a meaning to life.
And that's not even weird. The weird part, they all want to hire you as a campaign manager.
Life's looking up. Wow. That's a premise for a video game if there ever was one.
Oh, yeah, totally. For sure. Yeah, he also sent us another tip for a game, which I think I might have to check out pretty soon, which is Panzer Mädels. It's the first dating simulator
with to tanks?
Deliver a thoughtful look at tanks.
Oh, my God.
And the men who date them.
The men who date them. Jesus Christ. Tank dating. Dude, that sounds awesome. Tanks are sexy, dude.
Yeah, well, someone got angry about it, though. The first review is more anti-feminist filth from the gaming industry. Dating simulators objectify tanks, reducing them to sexual objects.
Yeah, but have you seen the ass on that tank?
Oh, my gosh.
That's why my anime girl wears camouflage. She dates tanks.
It looks great. I'm definitely gonna check that out. So thanks again, our good friend at emu prime. I'm sorry, my college letters are emu.
Oh yeah, so it's easy just to...
yeah. I'm sorry, it's emu prime. Like the bird.
Isn't it great that we live in a time where we can have these absurd video games come out and they're like, you know, people actually play them? And I think that's awesome. Like, it's, we have our own like B movie, like kind of games now.
Oh, right? Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, even like, who would have guessed? And I think even like journalists were confused when Goat Simulator blew up. Everyone's like, mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Now there's games that are trying to purposefully be bad on Steam because they gain an audience that way. There's like some rat game that's like really terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. But then we get, you know, absurd stuff like this. Keep doing it, please.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I feel like I've closed out every show by saying to support indie developers and the indie gaming community.
They can make you feel comfortable in your skin when you want to date tanks.
Yeah, or you know, when you want a hot or cold boyfriend.
Hot or full boyfriend.
Speaking of which, I'm gonna go play some games right now. I gotta go beat the boss, and Isaac is sitting there waiting for me.
Good luck. You'll need it.
I don't think so.
Shit. Confidence.
I am very confident in my
When you got the great outfit on with your anime babe, you're, it builds confidence.
Yeah, it's true. My anime babe is looking good. Meanwhile, I look like a scuzzball because I had to wear shorts and a t-shirt to the acupuncture doctor.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, Dorito Girls, Mountain Dudes, I am signing off. Dorito Girl out.
Bye, y'all. International.